Money 105.5 presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, from Rogerson Business Services, certified business broker Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0.
Good morning and welcome to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show this morning, Andrew Rogerson. This show is for business owners or those thinking of becoming a business owner, as we talk about all the skills necessary to become a successful business owner. We talk about buying a franchise, selling a business, buying a business, and all the steps that are involved in doing that. Or as I like to say, where Wall Street meets Main Street. My name is Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker and the host of your show. I'm certified with the California Association of Business Broker. I'm also certified through the International Business Brokers Association. I'm the author of four books: Successfully Sell Your Business, Successfully Buy Your Business, Successfully Start Your Business, and today, which is the topic of our discussion today, is Successfully Buying a Business. If you want to know a bit more about me, you're welcome to visit my Facebook page. It's Rogerson Business Services. Or if you'd like to visit my website, you'll get a whole bunch of information on my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com. On my website, you'll find a whole bunch of free white papers and downloads, and you can also sign up for my monthly newsletter. In the monthly newsletter, I cover different topics about buying a business, selling a business, and buying a franchise. My guest this morning is a gentleman that's involved in the franchise industry, and a question I get from people looking at getting into franchise is, how do I know the performance of my franchise? Before I introduce my guest, I just wanted to make you aware that I do have a blog on my website that's specific to the performance of a franchise. One of the local lenders here in Northern California is Bob Porter, and Bob's an SBA lender with Plumas Bank. And Bob did a little bit of study, and with the help of the SBA, he put together a document that shows the performance of a number of franchises. So if you have a question, you're thinking of getting into a franchise, if you're thinking franchising's right for you and you'd like to know the performance of your franchise, you're welcome to visit my website. You go to www.rogersonbusinessservices.com and then go to my blog, and there's a blog dedicated to the topic, How Do I Know the Performance of a Franchise? And you'll see I've got some information in there, including a download you can get that gives you the information about the performance of a franchise. The information comes from the SBA. The SBA did a study to look at what franchise was successful. And so they wanted to make sure that people getting into the franchise industry had an idea of how they were performing. And they used the criteria of those that were borrowing money to get an SBA loan to see how the franchise was performing. So the performance statistics are based on borrowers getting an SBA loan, operating their franchise, and if they were able to continue servicing their loan and stay in business. So please, if you're looking for information about the performance of your franchise, you're welcome to visit my website, and there's a download there you can get for free that will give you a bunch of information. Again, just before I introduce my guest to the show, he's a gentleman called Tom Miller, and I'll give you more background on Tom in a minute. I just want to mention quickly, last week I mentioned a charity event it's called Movers for Mums, and it's been sponsored by Two Men in a Truck. I spoke with Carolyn Durkee. She's the marketing manager at Two Men in a Truck, and she just wanted to acknowledge how great the response had been to me mentioning on the show last week about Movers for Mums. Movers for Mums is a charity that Two Men in a Truck are supporting here in Sacramento. All the proceeds from the sales from the charity event they're putting together is going to Weave, and Weave is a support group for women that are suffering domestic violence. Often they have to leave the home where they're living, and they need things to need a new house to move to, and they need things in those houses to help them. And the things are incredibly simple: nice soap, lotion, shampoo and conditioner, socks, underwear, pillows, etc. So if you've got some spare money, or you've got some things you'd like to donate, give Two Men in a Truck a call. Their number here in Sacramento is 916-852-7411. Talk to Carolyn or anyone there that picks up the phone can help you. Two Men in a Truck are happy to come and collect the large items from you, and they'll organise a time. Again, this donation is being put together for Mother's Day. So all the charities, all the things, all the goods that are being put together they're being used so they can be given to the women who need to leave their home because of domestic violence, and they've got things to move to. So give Two Men a Truck a call. Carolyn Durkee is the marketing manager, but again, anyone can help you there. 916-852-7411. Today's topic is about franchising, in particular about buying a franchise. I was doing some research before I came on the air this morning, and I found on the Murphy Business and Financial website some really interesting information about franchising. I thought I'd just share it quickly with you. It comes from a 25-year study conducted by the International Franchise Association, and they pinpointed the typical franchise buyer as being someone between 35 and 55 years old. They've got corporate management background. They have an average income of between $60,000 to $150,000 a year. Their net worth is between $250,000 and $600,000. They have a majority of their retirement money in an IRA or a 401k, and that's significant because some of the people that choose to buy a franchise actually use those retirement monies to invest in their purchase of a franchise. A typical franchise buyer is men first, couples second, and then women. So the men tend to dominate in couples, women in that order. Most have not owned a business before, so that was an intriguing thing that I picked up, that most have not owned a business before, and their plan is to buy a franchise so that they can use the franchise to build an asset and then sell the asset and then retire. So that's a typical profile of somebody looking to get into a franchise. And to help us learn some more about buying a franchise, I'd like to introduce my guest to you this morning. The gentleman's name is Tom Miller. Tom is the Executive Vice President of Murphy Business and Financial. And Murphy Business and Financial is one of the largest and most successful business brokerage firms in North America. And they have offices right throughout the United States and Canada. And I know that for a fact because I'm actually a franchise owner with Murphy Business and Financial, and my office is here in Sacramento. So let me bring in Tom. Good morning, Tom. Are you there?
Andrew, good to be on your show, buddy.
Thank you for being here. And Tom normally hides away in Arizona, but right now he's calling in from Florida, from our corporate office in Clearwater, Florida, I believe. Is that right, Tom?
That's exactly. I'm in beautiful Clearwater.
Clearwater, Florida, a great place to be. We have a conference there in September, and I'm looking forward to coming out to the conference. So Tom's a good friend of mine because Tom used to live in Australia. So anyone that's gone to Australia, they're good in my books. And what's even more impressive is that Tom is married to a lady called Diane, and Diane lived in New Zealand. So I have the best of both worlds here. I have Tom that's lived in Australia, and I have Diane that used to live in New Zealand. So that's pretty impressive, Tom.
Well, you know, and I speak fluent Australian. I am bilingual.
Well, that's part of the reason why I had you on the show, because it's been very hard for me to find guests that are able to understand what the heck I'm talking about. So I'm grateful for you helping me with that. Tom, tell me a little about Tom. I know you've been in the franchising since Adam was in shorts pants, which is a heck of a long time. But tell me a little bit about what you've done in business and in franchising.
Well, I've been franchising now. This is my 33rd year in franchising. I have worked for three different franchise companies. I've owned my own franchise, and currently I'm Executive Vice President and co-founder of Murphy Business and Financial Corp. out of Clearwater, Florida. The number one U.S.-based business brokerage.
Yep.
We're very proud of that.
And it's growing. That's the impressive thing. Even in this difficult economy, the Murphy Business and Financial model is growing and getting stronger because of that growth.
Yeah, we grew through the recession, which we have no competitors, any size, shape, or form that can say that. So we're pretty excited about that.
And I think one of the strengths of the franchise is the diversity of things that we offer. We have a franchise component, which is what you head up and you specialize in. But we have the brokers that help people buy and sell a business. We have a mergers and acquisition specialization. We have a business valuation specialization as well. So we've got these different aspects. If I missed anything else, what else have we got in there that I may have missed?
Well, obviously, we have franchise sales.
Yeah.
We have one of the largest franchise brokerages in the country, and we represent 97 different franchise companies right now.
97. Okay, that was one of my questions I was going to ask you later. How many on the list? But 97, which is pretty impressive. So tell me, what does the executive vice president for Murphy Business and Financial do each day? What do you spend your time?
Well, I have my responsibilities revolve around all things franchising, whether it be our preferred franchise group, the franchise brokerage I just talked about, or helping drive Murphy franchise sales to sell our own franchises. And then I'm in charge of all things selling for Murphy. And so I work with our franchisors, our preferred partners, and our franchisees all across the country to help them be more successful.
That's great. Tom, hang in there for me. We're heading into a break. We're going to talk about franchising and get into the subject of franchising. Thank you for listening this morning. You're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson, and we'll be back shortly.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Audiences of all ages will marvel as the jungle comes to life when Capital Christian High School presents Tarzan the Musical, based on the popular 1999 Disney film. The show's Grammy Award-winning musical score, written by singer-songwriter Phil Collins, sets the jungle beat for this exciting musical you won't want to miss. Tickets for the April 19th and 20th Tarzan Musical will be sold online only via MasterCard and Visa, so check the CCS website for tickets at ccscougars.org. That's ccscougars.org.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Money experts. Every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson, and the topic we're talking about today is buying a franchise. And to help me do that and explain it correctly, my guest is Tom Miller. And Tom is the Executive Vice President for Murphy Business and Financial. And Tom specializes in Murphy Business and Financial just on handling anything to do with franchising. So before heading to break, we were talking about franchising in general, but Tom, what attracted you to the franchise industry? What was the thing that got you excited about being involved in franchising?
Well, franchising, if you pick the correct franchise, and we hope we get to talk about that. If you pick the correct franchise, you're working with a company that you're never alone. You don't have to go out and worry about doing this business by yourself. There's always somebody there to help you. There's always someone there to answer your questions. It's, anybody who's owned a business before has sat in their office late at night with nobody else around, staring at their checkbook, wondering where the money's at. A franchise keeps you from having these problems. You have people there to support you and to help you make your business successful.
So the strength you're highlighting, which I agree with you, is that the fact that you do have a partner. It can be a silent partner. But it also can be an active partner if that's what you need. As the franchisee, the person owning the franchise in your market, like Sacramento, which is where I am, if I've got a question, I've got resources available in Clearwater, Florida, and they're only a phone call away, and that just provides so much support and just so much relief too that I've got this resource available. Plus, franchises. There's a little bit more than that. What are some of the back end strengths that you get from being involved in a franchise?
Well, franchises should, and let me say that again. Franchises should be supplying your back office support. They should be taking away the minutiae of the business, all businesses have a certain amount of things that you do that suck up all your time, that take away all your effort, that you simply do not make money on. The sign of a great franchise is that they do most of that for you. Because they simply can't make money. The franchisor cannot make money unless you make money. And so they need to be taking away all those things from you that take up your time and cause you not to make money.
So one of the things I when I'm talking to franchise buyers, one of the things I stress is that I encourage them to do things from a position of strength. And what I mean by that is that I want the franchise buyer to identify what their strengths are and then look for a franchise concept that fits in with their strengths. Would you agree that's a good strategy or not?
Oh, Andrew, I tell you, and I like the way you said that, because you've just crossed one of the unspeakable paths in franchising. One of the great lies, if I could say it that way. Did I just say that? Yeah. One of the great lies in franchising is that you don't need a background. Well, that's partially true, but you need to find a business that's good for you, something that you would get up in the morning and enjoy to do. The common phraseology in franchise is that you don't need any background in our business. In fact, we don't want you to have any background in our business because we will teach you our business. A bigger load of rubbish I've never heard before. I mean, you got to wake up in the morning and think, I want to do this. This is something I enjoy. If you want to get into the automotive business, it would really help if you love the smell of oil in the morning. You know, if you love finance, do you have an accounting degree? If you love being out in the service industry, are you good with your hands? You know, all these different things that you can do. And there's a few franchises that actually, you buy into them and you have no background, and they don't want you to have any background. And there's only a handful of those that you can talk about, and that's like hair salons. The vast majority of people who own franchise hair salons are men who know nothing about hair other than it grows on them, and they've bought into your recession-resistant cash management business. And they're going to keep their jobs and build hair salons using managers. And so there's a few businesses like that, but for the most part, boy, you need to wake up every morning, Andrew, and think, oh boy, this is what I get to do today.
That's great. You're aware I've been consulting with a couple, Craig and Laurie, and I started talking with them on the 4th of January, and tomorrow I expect they'll sign their franchise agreement. We've been looking at franchises since the 4th of January. And what's been intriguing for me is watching their growth. When they first approached me, they were just about ready to sign on to another franchise, but they just weren't quite sure it was right. And we talked it through, and we eventually agreed that it wasn't the right franchise for them. But what was intriguing is that we then went on a journey to look for franchises. And Craig, in particular, has a very strong IT background. So he writes code, and he's very analytical. And so trying to find the right franchise was trying to find the franchise that fitted with his strengths. And so we looked at the seniors market. We looked at martial arts. We looked at the moving business. We looked at about 7 or 8 different industries. And in the end, we ended up buying, Craig and Laurie intend buying a franchise that has nothing to do with what we thought about originally. But because we identified Craig's strengths, which is being analytical, they're going to look at buying 5 locations here in Sacramento with Pro Martial Arts, and the role that Craig has to play is what we've defined as measuring and managing. So Craig will be hiring a program director to take care of running the each location in its own right, but Craig won't be actively involved in going to the clubs and doing any sales and marketing or involved in on a day-to-day basis. He has a program director who will handle that responsibility. So Craig's role will be just simply to make sure things are being done correctly. He'll build some metrics to manage. And through this process we went through, he'll probably stay where he's currently working because he enjoys the work he's doing. But he's then going to have this as an investment for him and his wife to build. And, you know, their plan is to sell it when they're ready to retire. And they will have built up 5 locations and incredibly excited about it. So that's a great success story that I think franchising provides.
Well, it's called a management franchise. There's literally 2,600 franchises out there. there's only relatively few management franchises, which that happens to be one of them, where you hire managers to manage your stores, and then you manage your managers. But there's every kind of franchise you can think of is available. There's only three rules, Andrew. When you get into a franchise or a business, it needs to be good for you and your family. You need to be able to make the money you need to be able to make, and you need to wake up every day and you're happy that you own it. That took me 30 years to figure those three things out. I don't know whether I'm just not the smartest person on the planet or it just took me 30 years, but those three rules work. And anybody who's getting the business or getting the franchise, they'll follow those three rules, they'll be better off.
Well, I like your comment about not being the smartest person in the world, but I won't dwell on that because that's not a good thing to do. But hey, Tom, I've got a Jeopardy question for you. Which country in the world has the highest number of franchisees on a per capita basis?
On a per capita basis?
Yeah.
Wow. I would guess that would be Australia.
Well, there you go. You are right. Gee. It's funny how those little things happened. And it's a second question. Who won the Masters at Augusta over the weekend? What country was he from?
Oh, man. I knew I was going to have to put up with that. Obviously, Australia's on fire these days. That is it's been quite a thing. Australian, they embrace franchising like nobody ever has. And there's probably a good dozen or more Australian-based franchises that have reached into the U.S. And so, yeah, it's a very wonderful combination between the two countries.
Yep. I was looking the other day, there's a franchise called Cartridge World, which I think many people will have known about. And my understanding is it began in a small garage in a town in Adelaide, Australia, which Adelaide's a fairly small town. It's on U.S. standards, probably about 500,000 people. My brother actually lives in Adelaide, but Cartridge World is now a multinational, international franchise. And it started in Australia, so it's done incredibly well.
Yeah, there's lots of things happening, and Australia. I mean, franchising is going across the world now. Asia's turned into a wonderful market for franchising, and but it doesn't matter what business you get into. Don't break the rules, and validate. I mean, I love looking at these at the polls and the things, especially things that you put together there in Sacramento. They give you show some of the success records of some of the franchisors that you're working with. That is a wonderful thing to look at, especially if the SBA has anything to do with it,
right?
Because they'll tell you who's failing and who's succeeding. That's great information. But also, you want to get on the phone and talk to as many of the franchisees in that company as you possibly can. I tell the people who are validating for Murphy, ask them about the owners of Murphy. And if you get a couple of bad validations, well, then throw it all away and run as fast as your little feet can carry you in another direction. I mean, validate, validate, validate. Qualify these businesses. Make sure they do all the things that they're telling you that they do. And make sure that you know exactly what kind of money it takes to be successful in whatever business you're looking at.
My guest this morning is Tom Miller from Murphy Business and Financial. Thank you for listening today. You're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. When we come back from break, I've got some more questions for Tom about the best processes to look at buying a franchise.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
U.S. stocks advance. From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Donna Wilson. U.S. stocks rose with the Standard & Poor's 500 index rebounding from its biggest drop since November as housing starts and earnings from companies including Coca-Cola and to Johnson & Johnson topped analysts' estimates. Coca-Cola jumped 5.3% as Latin American sales volume increased. Johnson & Johnson added 2% as new drugs and acquisitions boosted sales. And the Commerce Department says new home construction jumped more than forecast last month as multifamily projects climbed the most in more than 7 years. Housing starts rose 7% to a 1 million annual rate. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 143 points to 14,742. S&P 500 index up 1.2% to 1571, and the NASDAQ advanced 1.3% to 3258. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
For profitable insights on the world of real estate, join host Michael Bull for the Commercial Real Estate Show. Keep ahead of developments and trends in business and commercial real estate throughout America. Host Michael Bull is a writer, trainer, consultant, and commercial real estate broker who's been helping clients for 30 years with more than $3 billion in sales and leases. The Commercial Real Estate Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Sacramento's New Money 105.5.
Tune in weekly to the Financial Safari and get that common sense approach to financial and retirement planning.
I mean, I like to have guarantees instead of hoping and praying when we're talking about retirement. The person who has you in the risk account doesn't want you to know about them. If you try to do everything yourself, you don't have a team behind you giving you the advice, but more importantly, telling you what's wrong. Just stop doing bad things in your portfolio. It could take the worry out of living in retirement.
Tune
in
to the Financial Safari with Coach Pete DeRuda and local trusted advisor Bruce Gray, Friday mornings at 10 on Money 105.5 FM.
Don't you just hate wearing dentures? Passing on your favorite foods like steak, corn on the cob, or a nicely crisp apple? Well, don't suffer anymore. Hi, this is Eric Hogue. I've got some great news. Dr. Michael Mullen and Dr. Brian Harris are experts in dental implant technology, and they'd love to help you out. With today's technology, dental implants can actually give you a root system that will eliminate your partial or lock your dentures firmly in place. You can regain the feel and function of your natural teeth. All you have to do is call Dr. Michael Mullen and Dr. Brian Harris, as they're offering a free 30-minute consultation. Learn how you can get your life back.
Call 916-773-7300.
If you're having trouble with a denture or partial and you want to replace missing teeth, do yourself a favor. Call Drs. Mullen and Harris today.
773-7300.
Dental implants will help you eat, smile, laugh, and enjoy life once again. Call the friendly staff at Dr. Michael Mullen and Dr. Brian Harris today for a free consultation.
916-773-7300. 7300. That's 773-7300.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show, Andrew Rogerson, and today's topic is talking about buying a franchise. And it reminds me, I've written a book, Successfully Buy Your Franchise. If you'd like to get a free copy, I've got two copies at the desk here to give away. If you'd like to call in, the first two callers will get a free copy of my book, Successfully Buy Your Franchise. If you call in now and talk to Diane, 866-576-1055. And those books are available at the front desk for you to get. Or if you let me know an address, I'll post it out to you, or I can actually send you a soft copy. So if you'd like a copy of the book, Successfully Buy Your Franchise, because you're thinking of buying a franchise, give us a call now, 866-576-1055. As I mentioned, my guest is Tom Miller. Tom's the Executive Vice President with Murphy Business and Financial, and Tom specializes with anything to do with franchising at Murphy Business and Financial. Tom, what makes a good franchise buyer? What are some of the attributes you're looking for when you're working with a franchise buyer?
Well, I tell you what, it's an interesting group of people. You have entrepreneurs and you have forced entrepreneurs. Franchise buyers are wonderful people, and right now there are many, many thousands of them across the country. Let me explain it pretty quickly. 15, 20 years ago, we started drop kicking the best we have in this country to the street. We started getting rid of people when they had the most education, the most experience, the most background. We kicked them to the curb and replaced them with two people that didn't have any experience for half the money. Those folks are franchise buyers. They're the most experienced, the most educated, the best group of people in America today are the ones that are without jobs, who have come out of middle management and above, and simply can't be rehired because they are over 48 years old. Those are franchise buyers. These are people who really thought that they would be in the corporate office their entire life, and they got drop-kicked to the curb because their corporations decided they were just too expensive. I don't know how that happened, but boy, oh boy, do they make great franchisees. They are driven, they're trained, and they're educated. That's why franchising is so successful, because we have the absolute cream of the crop to pick from. That wasn't quite the answer you were going for, but I tell you what, it's the absolute truth.
Now, you broke that down very well, because that is an intriguing thing. That's what I enjoy doing as a franchise consultant. I meet with different people from different walks of life, and what's intriguing to me is to take them through a process of qualifying and making sure franchising is right for them. And then where they end up landing and the franchise they end up buying, if I had said to them at the very start of the conversation, oh, here's the perfect franchise for you, they wouldn't have a bar of it. But through going through a process and understanding franchising, understanding their options, doing the validations, which you talked about before, going through a process, it just helps them become comfortable with what they're doing. And when they get to the actual stage of buying the franchise, they're all dressed up and ready to go, and they just can't wait for it to happen. And that's the experience I'm having right now with these with Craig and Laurie and what they're doing.
Well, they're wonderful, Andrew. They're a wonderful group of people.
Yes.
These are it. These are the folks that we live with, that are our neighbors and family and friends. These are really wonderful, wonderful people who are coming into franchising.
And that kind of feeds into your point before, that that's the value in buying a franchise, because they do come with a skill set. They do come with some management experience. So if they can find the right franchise that fits in with their skill sets and their motivations, then the sky's the limit, because they've found a place where they need to be.
Absolutely.
So tell me, if you're an entrepreneur, you're listening to this show right now, and you're thinking, I'd like to know some more information. What's the first step you'd encourage either a forced entrepreneur, as you called it before, which I really liked, or an entrepreneur who's thinking about looking at buying a franchise? What's some of the first steps you'd encourage them to take?
Well, I tell you what, I would turn off the internet first chance I could, and start talking to somebody who understands franchising. Now, I say that a little bit in jest, because all the information that is possibly available right now on franchising is found on the internet. Everything is there. But really, you need to talk to somebody who understands franchising, who understands the individual business. There are 2,600 franchisors. And just between us, because, you know, this is between you and me here, Andrew, if I had to find 300 or 400 that I would offer to a family member, I couldn't do it for all sorts of reasons. It's like that person who says, Tom, I want to get on a ground floor opportunity franchise. Why? Well, who would be that crazy?
Right.
You want to get on a franchise that has proven it's successful. Get on a franchise that has 20 or more franchisees, that has a proven success record. You don't want to do all those things that you think. You want to have someone walk through the system with you. Find a great franchise broker. Find somebody who really understands the business. We had Adrian Lee here in town here a couple days ago. Adrian's one of the great franchise brokers in the entire country. And she's been helping people in the franchising for years and years. Look around. There are great franchise brokers within your community. And now make sure they're not showing you just the ones they make the most money on, because they do make money selling franchises.
Right.
But you got to be careful how you do that, but get some help. Get some help and then validate, validate, and validate.
So you mentioned there's about 2,600 franchisors or 2,600 franchise concepts available. At Murphy Business and Financial, we're selling about 97. So obviously there's a selection process, and this is one of your main responsibilities, I understand, at Murphy Business and Financial, is for you to decide which of the franchisors we will make available. What's your thought process behind whether you'll accept a franchisor and offer it to the brokers to sell? What's your process to do that?
Well, I like to take franchises that are in the top 1, 2, or 3 in their franchise categories. People call and say, Tom, I want to own a McDonald's. I don't have any idea why you'd want to do that. It costs a great deal of money. Do you have $1 million? I mean, it's one of those things. It's a great company if you have lots and lots of money. We represent not a lot of food franchises, because they don't need help. They get more leads than they can imagine. But if you want a franchise that you can get in for a reasonable amount, that has a quick return that allows you to make more money than you made on a corporate level, typically that might be a service franchise. It's not one that that you go to the country club and tell people about. You know, might be a disaster restoration company, a great company. It could be carpet cleaning. It could be senior care. Those are great, great franchises now. The trick, though, is to find that thing that you enjoy most. What's the thing that you enjoy in your life the most? And why in the world would you jump into a business in an avenue of something that you just do not enjoy? So find first and foremost, what do you enjoy and what's good? What's good for you and your family? What would it benefit everybody in your household?
So you're mentioning McDonald's before, and I think there's a perception out there that most of the franchises are either in the food industry like McDonald's and et cetera, or they're in the auto industry like a Maaco or an Amco. That's not the case, Tom. I think there's many franchises in many different industries. Give me a brief overview of how many different franchises, the concepts there are available.
Now say it again. How many franchise concepts are available?
I did some research. When I looked at the list of franchises we have for sale at Murphy Business and Financial, I think there's about 80 different industries that you span with these different franchise concepts. Does that make sense?
And I'd say that's pretty accurate. There are so many different kinds of franchises out there, and it's an interesting deal when you start going through. There's a handful of major concepts, though. You have the service industry, which takes on a lot of different kinds of franchise, and you have service retail, which takes on the hair salons and the massage franchises and the people have to walk in a front door and you have a cash register, but it's still service. The medical franchises are wide and varied. I mean, it's a huge group now, with senior care being by far and away the largest of those particular franchises. In fact, the senior care franchise group is the fastest growing of all the franchise groups, including food, currently. And you very seldom get anything that outgrows food. But food is an expensive business to get into, and most people don't understand it. But the senior care business, we're getting older every single day of the year, especially you, Andrew. You're getting a lot older than me, so... You know, it's one of those great businesses to get into, but there's only a handful of major categories, and then they're broken down into literally, just like you stated, dozens.
Yes.
Dozens of other categories from these majors.
So Tom, I may be getting older than you, but at least I'm not ugly, so I'm very happy about that.
Nice guy.
Thank you for listening to it today to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show, Andrew Rogerson, and when we return from break, we'll talk more with Tom Miller and questions about buying a franchise.
Call Money 105.5 at 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now on Money 2.0.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Audiences of all ages will marvel as The Jungle comes to life when Capital Christian High School presents Tarzan the Musical, based on the popular 1999 Disney film. The show's Grammy Award-winning musical score, written by singer-songwriter Phil Collins, sets the jungle beat for this exciting musical you won't want to miss. Tickets for the April 19th and 20th Tarzan musical will be sold online only via MasterCard and Visa, so check the CCS website for tickets at ccscougars.org. That's ccscougars.org.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show, Andrew Rogerson, and my guest this morning is Tom Miller. Tom is the Executive Vice President with Murphy Business and Financial, and he specializes with anything to do with franchising, and he's been doing it for 33 years, which is amazing because that means Tom started doing this when he was about 10 years old. So
exactly 10 years old. That's pretty...
That's impressive, Tom. That's impressive, yeah. Tell me... One of the reasons people buy a franchise is one of the things that I consider when I'm talking to people is image. It kind of seems a surprising thing, but a lot of people are very sensitive about what business they buy and what they tell their neighbors they're now doing. Is that your experience, that image is an important thing to some franchise buyers?
I think it's important before they learn about individual franchise companies, image is more important until they figure out where the real money in franchising is. And once they figure that out, well, it just we have a business here in Mesa, Arizona, that he was a great CPA, had a CPA practice, and he started buying up Great Clips hair salons. And he didn't tell anybody that he owned hair salons because he was a CPA. And when he was making more money with Great Clips than he was with his CPA practice, it finally dawned on him. So now he owns about 26 hair salons, and he's just living the American dream. He sold his CPA practice, and he works about 6 hours a month managing a general manager who manages the managers in these hair salons. But, you know, it's once you start getting your mind around where the money's at and what you're doing and how you're helping people, then that the other side of that, this image thing has a tendency to disappear. There's not a lot of image franchises unless you're going to spend a great deal of money on a front door and a cash register, or you're wanting to buy a big name brand food franchise. And in those cases, yeah, you pay big money to buy the image.
And that's a great story. I love that CPA in Arizona that owns 26 Great Clips franchises. That's a fantastic story because the guy's a CPA. He's got great intelligence, being able to have his CPA license. And but he worked out what the money is in a different place. And then he's just applied his CPA skills to own and operate his franchises. And life is good. So that's what we like in the U.S. We like a good story. Tom, if you're looking to get into a franchise, one of the things you've put together to help the brokers is a buyer qualification profile. And this is a really helpful tool because a lot of people are thinking about buying a franchise, but they perhaps don't have the skills. And the buyer qualification profile allows us as the broker to work through their strengths and their weaknesses with them, because not everyone can own and operate a franchise. So it's important to be taken seriously. Is there some tips you'd suggest that if somebody's thinking of becoming a franchise buyer, how do they get taken seriously? What's important to do?
Well, you know, I hate to have to say it, start with this, but money comes first. If you can't afford to buy the franchise, no one's going to talk to you. And it's one of those things where most of the people who come to most franchisors on their first visit can't afford to buy the franchise that they're in front of. Money is always the first thing. We'd love to put everybody in business, but really, truly, the franchisor can't afford putting people in the business if they have to finance everybody. Very little financing overall in franchising when you look at the big picture. Franchising, you're going to need a bare minimum of $50,000 typically to get into any decent franchise, and the $50,000 goes up to $1 million. Now, because you have a $50,000 franchise, and that's franchise fee and working capital and whatnot, doesn't mean that you can't make as much as the $1 million franchise. See, Murphy Business, a financial corporate business brokerage. There's no ceiling on what our people make. If you're in a sales franchise like City Publications or Travel Host, there's no ceiling on what you can make in those businesses, and they don't cost a lot to get into. The service franchises don't cost a great deal to get into overall. Take Dryer Vent Wizard. What a wonderful, simple business. They clean dryer vents. One of the number one forms of fire in United States household fires come from the dryer vents. And they go and they do, it's Dryer Vent Wizard. There's a company called Hoods that only cleans the hoods in restaurants and any place where there's big kitchens. And the government requires this to be done, and they're the only franchise anywhere that does that business. I mean, who would have guessed there was a business that did that unless you got looking at franchises, talk to somebody who could help you find a franchise that would be good for you and your family.
And another simple franchise, which is amazing how simple it is, but there's a franchise that helps people clean their windows.
Oh, my word. what a franchise.
Yep.
What a franchise. And that is so embarrassing. How did I lose the?
That's okay. No, what we've talked about during the show is that there's a diversity of franchises available. So it's just really a matter of finding a franchise that fits with your personality. I like what you said before. If you can't afford to buy a franchise, then there's just no point moving forward, because money does talk, and you do need to have money to buy the franchise. What's a typical franchise fee, Tom? Is there an average fee, or is there a range of fees if you want to buy?
It ranges. And that company that I just drew an instant blank out is Fish Window Cleaning.
Yes.
And they are a raging success as a franchise company. Franchising goes from around $50,000 to around $500,000. $50,000 to $500,000. It depends on if you're having to build something out, what your inventory is, if you're having to lease trucks. It just depends on what is being asked of you. But some of the great, great franchises out there have little to no overhead whatsoever. So it's not how much you're spending, it's what kind of industry are you getting into.
Right.
It's interesting. There are only a handful of what we'd call sales franchises that are looking for people who actually enjoy selling. But all franchisors, they all say it a different way. They're all looking for people who can interact with people. Most franchises do not consider themselves sales franchises, but they're always looking for folks who have good people skills. Finance, accounting, understanding the books in a business is a really wonderful thing to have. If I had to go back and get a degree again, it would be in accounting.
Yes.
You know, it's just one of those interesting things. I would give away my marketing and public relations degrees for an accounting degree right now.
Yep.
But there are so many things that you can do. There's so many businesses that are out there. If I wanted to be in food, I would look out, and I'd go to the Midwest. I'd go to the Midwest and find some of these great Happy's Pizza out of Michigan. What a remarkable success story that's come right out of Michigan. Made Right. Made Right is an old, established franchise restaurant out of Iowa. I mean, you don't want to buy the one who's the hottest one at the moment. Because you need to let them sit. You need to let those percolate a little bit, mm-hmm. and see how they're going to do over the long run. But there's lots and lots. I just came across the most remarkable little franchise, Ladybug Pest Control, in Mesa, Arizona, right where I live. They're literally 2 miles from my house. There hasn't been a new pest control franchise in the market in years, And this one is twice as profitable as anyone I've ever seen before at half the cost. Ladybug Pest Control. It has really run well. But, you know, you just don't know. You need to keep looking. Validate. Papalock. Papalock is it's the only franchise of its type. It's a locksmith, a mobile locksmith company, designed by a couple of policemen out of New Orleans who discovered that 60% of all their calls were people who locked themselves out of their cars. And they developed the Papalock, and now Papalock owns that industry, and it's a franchise. And so, and you can just go on and on. There's so many great opportunities, great ideas. Pick the thing that gets you the most excited, the category, the industry that gets you the most excited, and then start pulling up the franchises in that industry. Now, make sure what gets you excited is not, well, I asked a guy one day, I said, what is the thing that, if you had your dream, what is your dream? He said, Tom, I've always dreamed to own a disco. I told him to go home, go up to his attic, throw away all those ugly clothes, only let your kids have them at Halloween, and move from that wasn't a dream, that was a nightmare. And move into a real business. Most people, they have a dream of something that would really make them happy. Let's find out if we have a franchise that would fit their dream, that will make them happy. Too many of us are spending 20, 30 years in a business that simply does not make us happy. You can be happy and make the money that you need to make if you do the right research and you do the right validating.
Tom, I've got to jump in there. We're heading up to the hour, and my producer is waving hands and jumping up and down saying, Andrew, we need to cut this out. I'll have to have you back, Tom, but my guest this morning on the show has been Tom Miller. Tom's the Executive Vice President with Murphy Business and Financial. Tom, it's been great having you on the show. If you want more information, you can visit www.murphybusiness.com. Tom, thanks for being a guest. Next week, my guest is Rich Frank. He's a financial planner with Edward Jones. And that's the wrap. Thank you for listening today. We'll talk to you next week.